Hello and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for November 2018, the start of the 8th year of these podcasts, can you believe? We'll start this month with the planets. Venus is perhaps the best of the bunch to view this month, an obvious sight in the morning, just before sunrise, best at the end of the month in the southeast. In fact, the moon will make a fantastic sight as a very thin crescent, very near to Venus, on the 5th and 6th of November. Mercury and Jupiter are not best seen this month, but Mars may be seen as quite a prominent red object in the south at around 7 p.m. throughout the month, and the Moon again will make a close approach on the 15th and 16th. Finally, Saturn is just visible still, low down in the south-southwest, around 8 p.m. at the beginning of the month. Now the Moon, this month, is new on the 7th and full on the 23rd. The Moon is also fun to observe with binoculars or a small telescope. Don't, however, fall into the trap of looking at it while the Moon is full. While not dangerous, it is very bright and may cause some discomfort for a short while. It is much better to look at the Moon from when it is a crescent up to about half-moon phase. This way the light from the Sun is arriving from the side, and so craters and mountains have greater shadow relief and hence show up better. So the best time to view the Moon this month is during the first half, avoiding the full moon. Meteor showers this month include the Taurids around the 5th of the month, with a zenithal hourly rate of 10, but it is an extended maximum, and so although not very many, they are fairly spread out. And the Leonid meteor shower occurs on the 16th to the 23rd of November, and expect around 15 per hour. Right, now we'll look at the sky and try to find some interesting things to look at. Take this podcast with you and find a nice viewing location with a good view of the sky, with little or no light pollution, especially from sodium lights. I'm assuming now that it's 8 p.m. at the start of the month. Look north. Can you see the Plough or the Big Dipper or the Saucepan? This is a well-known group of seven stars in the shape of a ladle or saucepan, and at this time of the year it is seen base downwards, or the right way up. Find the two stars on the right-hand end, the two stars away from the handle of the saucepan. Now trace a line upwards from these two stars, and the next star you will find is Polaris, the pole star. Now look at the three stars forming the handle. Look closely at the middle of these three stars. How many stars can you see? You should be able to see two stars very close together. And these two stars used to be used as an eyesight test for the military. Now look towards the east, which is your right. You should see a fuzzy group of stars called the Pleiades. This looks really good in binoculars. And it's a group of really young, really hot stars, only a few million years old. And you can still see some of the gas and nebulosity they formed out of, left swirling around them. Now look up, and you'll see a W, or an M, whichever way you look at it, made out of five stars. This is Cassiopeia. Now look carefully for a long arc through the length of Cassiopeia. Can you see what looks like a long, thin cloud? This is the Milky Way. You are now looking towards the centre of our galaxy. You'll need to be in a very dark site to be able to see this clearly. Finally on to Leo. For this you'll need to get up early in the morning. Worth doing so to see the planets I mentioned earlier. First, find Orion in the southwest. Now look due south and then look up about two-thirds of the way from the horizon to overhead. You should see a backwards question mark. This is the Lion's Head. Now find the bottom bright star of this question mark. This is Regulus, the brightest star in Leo. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for this month. There is plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazine, or in an astronomy book or sky map to see what else is out there and where to look for it. Another useful tool is the planisphere, which you can use to find out exactly what is overhead at any time and date of the year. And these are readily available from any good bookshop. That's all for now. Listen out next month for December's highlights. Bye for now.